To begin this systematic relaxation, begin lying on your back in corpse pose, Shavasana. Take a moment to get really comfortable here. Bring a distance between your feet so that your legs can roll out with no effort to hold them in place. Bring some distance between your hands and your body so that your arms can also just roll out and completely rest. Take a moment to feel the weight of your body resting on the floor. As you rest here, scan your body from the crown of your head to your feet and see if you can identify any areas that are not quite ready to relax. See if you can bring your awareness to these areas, breathe, soften, and allow yourself to completely surrender to the earth. Travel back up from your toes to the crown of your head. Again, scanning internally. Begin to feel your abdomen rise as you inhale and lower as you exhale. Bring your complete awareness to this area and see if you can stay here in the sensory world, feeling the sensation of movement. With each inhale, the abdomen gently rises. With each exhale, the abdomen gently falls. Before we move into our systematic relaxation, we'll cultivate the five qualities of yogic breathing. First of all, we'd like the breath to be smooth. As you rest and watch your breath, bring your awareness to the complete length of your inhalation and the complete length of your exhalation. See if you can allow your inhale and exhale to be without any jerks or pauses. Allow the inhale and the exhale to smoothly flow into each other. The second quality of breath we'll cultivate is unbroken. We'd like the breath to be without pause. So bring your awareness to the transition points between your inhale and your exhale, and between your exhale and your inhale. See if you can allow this transition to be seamless. As the inhalation ends, there's a seamless transition to your exhalation. As your exhalation ends, a seamless transition to your inhalation. Each breath is allowed to flow seamlessly into the next, without pause. The third quality we'll cultivate is depth. We'd like the breath to be deep. A simple way to achieve this, without any strain or forcing, is to focus on the exhalation. As you exhale, set the intention to gently extend your exhalation. As you do that, you'll find the inhalation will in turn become deeper. Gently shape the breath with each exhalation, and allow the inhalation to gently expand in capacity. There's no forcing or ballooning of the breath here. We're simply extending our exhalation and thus allowing our inhalation to also increase. The fourth quality we'll cultivate is silence. We'd like the breath to be without sound. Sound can sometimes indicate tension being held in the breath. If you experience the breath as being slightly more noisy than perhaps it needs to be, see if you can identify the source of this tension. It could be the throat or perhaps the chest. Gently soften these areas to see if you can eliminate any sound from the breath. The fifth quality we'll cultivate is evenness. This means the duration of the inhale and the exhale is approximately the same length. A nice simple way to achieve this is to count the length of your inhalation and see if you can match that count on your exhalation. If you count for four as you inhale, see if you can allow the exhale to also be a count of four. So the inhale and exhale are the same length. Allow yourself to enjoy the sense of well-being that comes from breathing in this diaphragmatic way. Now that we've cultivated the five qualities of yogic breathing, we'll move on to our systematic relaxation. I'll guide you through different points in the body, and you can simply rest your awareness at these points and breathe. Begin by bringing your awareness to the crown of your head. Move your awareness to the forehead, softening the brow. Soften the eyes, the sides of the head, and the jaw. Allow the tongue to be relaxed in the mouth. Move your awareness now into the throat center, softening the muscles of the throat. Transition with your awareness into the shoulders. And then allow your awareness to travel down the length of your arms, moving through the upper arms, elbows, lower arms, wrists, and into the hands. Continue traveling into the fingers, and then rest your awareness at the very tips of your fingers, inhaling and exhaling as if your breath enters and leaves the body through the tips of your fingers. Transition now with your awareness back up through the fingers, hands, lower arms, upper arms, through the shoulders, back into the neck, and then allow your awareness to travel down into the heart region. Soften the muscles of your chest. Continue to travel down the torso, bringing your awareness back to the abdomen. Again, take a moment feeling that gentle rise and fall of the abdomen as you inhale and exhale. And allow yourself to soften the muscles of the abdomen. Now travel with your awareness into the pelvic region. Soften the hips, soften the pelvic floor. And allow your awareness to travel through the legs, moving through the upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, feet, and then into your toes. And rest your awareness now at the very tips of your toes. Breathe as if your inhalation enters through the tips of your toes, and your exhalation leaves through the tips of your toes. Inhaling and exhaling at this lowest point of the body. We'll now travel back up the body, this time focusing on the reverse side. So begin your journey back up, this time moving through the soles of the feet, through the heels, and then with your awareness, Move up through the backs of the legs, moving first through the lower legs, the upper legs, into the buttocks, and then rest your awareness at the tailbone. Allow yourself to rest and breathe at the tailbone for 2 or 3 breaths. Now begin to travel with your awareness up the length of your spine. Pause when you come to the back of the navel center. Allow yourself to take 2 or 3 breaths here. Continue your journey to the back of the heart center. Again, pause and take 2 or 3 breaths here. Continue traveling back to the neck, and then allow your awareness to wash out through the backs of the arms, traveling through the shoulders, moving through the upper arms, elbows, lower arms, back of the hands, back of the fingers, and once again, rest with your awareness at the tips of your fingers. As you inhale and exhale at the tips of your fingers, you may feel the faint presence of prana here, a sensation of energy at this sensitive area of the body. Travel now back up through the backs of the hands and the backs of the arms, into the shoulders, back into the neck, and then allow your awareness to travel to the back of your head, where your head meets the earth. See if you can allow the full weight of your head to be supported by the earth. And then travel back to the crown of the head, where we began our journey. Now as you breathe, feel every point in the body breathing in unison. Every area that we traveled through is energized with the inhale and softens with the exhale. Every cell of the body breathes in unison. Allow this breath to be deep, smooth, without pause, without sound, and even. Feel the energizing nature of the inhale and the deeply cleansing nature of the exhale. Allow yourself to be nourished and restored at every level. When you're ready to transition from this systematic relaxation, first of all, take a few moments to move the fingers and toes to allow your awareness to come back into the world. Then, very slowly, you can roll to one side and take a couple of breaths on your side before coming into a comfortable seated position to close the relaxation practice.